Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, President. We're grateful to you and the members of the current board whose work is coming to a close for 2024. We're grateful for this organizational meeting for the next cycle of the Human Rights Council. We congratulate the election of His Excellency, the Permanent Representative of Switzerland, Mr. Jörg Lauber, as President of the Human Rights Council for 2025. And we firmly believe that his leadership will be guided by the principles established in the UN Charter and in the provisions of Resolution 5/1 of this Council. We welcome the high-level event that will take place as part of the 58th session of this Council under the core issue of the 30th anniversary of the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. We take note of the statements that have been taken and will continue to examine the ways of improving the efficiency and effectiveness of this Council and the promotion and protection of human rights without any doublespeak and guided, of course, by impartiality, objectivity, transparency, non-selectivity, non-politicization, and non-confrontation. Venezuela has reiterated on a number of occasions that the instrumentalization of human rights for political means has led to the proliferation of arbitrary mandates against countries. And unfortunately, this is bringing this council to the brink of extinction, such as the previous commission. We need to make it our duty to reverse this situation. Venezuela is committed to the promotion and protection of all human rights and stands ready to collaborate with this council on the basis of solidarity and genuine cooperation. It would be remiss to conclude without congratulating all of the Latin American Caribbean region, particularly Peru, because this is the commemoration of the Ayacucho battle and the independence of Peru and the independence of our Americas. Thank you very much.